Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom, and we're learning Klal Lamed Simen Hey. As we mentioned yesterday, that there are five places where a person is supposed to bow during Kaddish. And now the Chayodom points out Bahagrob Bibi Uroi. Now there should be Simen Nun Vav. This is a mistake which is I found twice in the Sefer, that a Nun was mistakenly changed into a Chaf. You can see that the mistake. Sometimes a nun looks a little like a chaf. So it should be simen nun vav, sipkat and yud. So the Bira grew up in simen nun vav, sipkat and yud, chasav she'en lichra klal b'kaddish. A person should not bow during Kaddish, ayin shah. Now, the Chayadim seems to present this as this is the halacha that you're supposed to do, and the Goyin says not to. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring the Gra at all. Actually, Mishnah Berurah makes no comment at all on the din of the Shulchan Aruch that a person is supposed to bow five times, indicating that the Mishnah Berurah feels that is the Ikar Psak. Why does the Gra say not to? What is the issue that the Gra is dealing with? Because there's a halacha that a person is not allowed to be moisif, a person is not allowed to add on to the bowings which we do during Shmoneh Esrei, that there is only allowed to do the ones that are chayiv. Actually, the halacha is if a person would bow in the Bamsa Bracha, it's not a problem if he would wish to do so. But to do it at the beginning or end of a Bracha, which is where the Chiyuve Kriya are, a person is not allowed to be Moisev. So then the Gros says, well, maybe you'll tell me that's only during Shmoneh Esrei, but not during Kaddish. He says, since the Kaddish is said as part of the Chiyuvim of the Tzibur, it functions similar along the lines of the of Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore the Isser, which applies to being moisiv onto the Kriyas of Shmoneh Esrei, applies to the Kaddish as well. It has become the minhag by many people not to bow based on the Gra. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael follows the minhag Gra in many ways, and therefore it's become many people are accustomed not to bow. By the Hasidim, I'm not sure in Eretz Yisrael, but by the Hasidim, many of them still follow the Shulchan Aruch and they do bow. And as the Mishnah Berurah seems to be makriel like that as well, my Rebbeim, some of them did bow, some of them did not bow, and a person should follow their halacha l'maaseh. They should speak to whoever their rav is. It would seem to me that the correct thing to do is to bow. It's a straightforward sif and Shulchan Aruch and simen nun vav without any chalek. Mr. Bird does not bring anybody who argues, even doesn't even bring the Gra at all. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he talks about it, says if a person does not make a full bow, this bow does not have the same halacha as Shmoneh Esrei, where there's halachas of how much you're supposed to bow down. He said that a person does not make the full bow, he would believe that even the Gra would say that it's okay. So if a person wants to find the Peshara, they could keep the halacha without possibly going against the Gra. A person can bow slightly and fulfill the Shulchan Aruch and the opinion of the Gra at the same time. A interesting anecdote. A person one time saw me saying Kaddish and I was bowing, and he came to me and says, how could I do that? That's not the minhag of Ashkenazim, because the Gra says not to, and the Ashkenazim follow the Gra. And I pointed out to him that the Ashkenazim actually follow the Ramah. In many places the Gra is not like the minhag of the Ashkenazim, Nusach Ashkenaz. And when he was in Europe, he did not actually implement many of his shitas. When his Talmidim went to Eretz Yisrael, and there was no established minig for Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael at that point in time, because there basically was only Tzibur of Svardim. They were Kaveya, the many different innovations that the Gra had in Halacha into Lamaisa, and that became the minig Eretz Yisrael. And as that was such, as other people came there to Yisrael, they continue those many of those menhagim, and that became now known to many people, especially those who've learned in Eretz Yisrael, that is the standard way of doing things. Since most Yeshiva people nowadays do spend a period of time learning in Eretz Yisrael, they've sort of accepted many of those menhagim. But to point out that's really not the Mesoras Yisrael. Mesoras Yisrael, historically in Chutz La'aretz, was to follow the Ramah, not the Gra. And here the Ramah does not mention anything which indicates that he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch whenever the Ramot says the minhag is not like the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramot would point it out. So we have both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramot saying this is the minhag, and therefore that is the correct minhag. And I pointed out to this young man that his understanding of how halacha works for Ashkenazim is really, needs to understand this point, that the Gra is not the source for minhag nusach Ashkenaz, but rather the Ramo is the source for minhag nusach Ashkenaz. Okay, Beshem, we will finish off the siman in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.